Ireland does not produce enough medical graduates per year, and there are plans afoot to increase that number, but obviously that takes a few years by the time that you make that decision and the time it produces its first crop of doctors. So that's the first issue. So we are very dependent on doctors coming from other countries into Ireland, many of whom come from outside the EU. Now, because they come from outside the EU, there's various visa and registration issues which have become more difficult in the past year or so, and that has contributed significantly to the reduced availability of this group of doctors.
On a day-to-day basis, this shortage, how would it affect the workings of an emergency department?
The medical complement in Letterkenny is two consultants. There's currently a locum consultant, and there would normally be 12 junior doctors. But unfortunately, they've only been able to recruit six, and that's in spite of superhuman efforts made by the medical manpower manager, the hospital management, and indeed the consultants in Letterkenny, all of whom have been, you know, aggressively trying to deal with this problem. So what that means is that you have half as many doctors as you normally would have, and therefore there are days when the number of doctors on duty falls below, you know, an appropriate threshold. So there have been some days in the last 6 weeks in which only four of the eight junior doctor shifts have been covered. And that's in spite of, you know, aggressive attempts, as I've said, to try and get locum cover.